Today is Christmas Eve. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, December 24th, 2012. What a beautiful day. I love Christmas Eve. I love the Christmas Eve services that we participate in. Are you doing that tonight? Are you going to Christmas Eve service, or are you going to like a midnight service? Will you ring in the bells of Christmas Day as we celebrate? People from all over the world doing this in all different fashions, and it's just beautiful. And we'll be enjoying Christmas Eve here in the rolling hills of Tennessee ourselves tonight. So I can't believe it. Christmas is upon us. We're reading from the Common English Bible this week. Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1 through 7, 14 from our Old Testament reading today. I looked up again and saw four chariots coming out from between two mountains. The mountains were made of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, and the second chariot had black horses. The third chariot had white horses, and the fourth chariot had horses that were heavily spotted. I responded and said to the messenger speaking with me, "What are these, sir?" The messenger answered and said to me, "These are the four winds of heaven that are going out after presenting themselves to the Lord of all the earth. The one with the black horses is going to the north country. The white ones are going to the west. The spotted ones are going south. Then the powerful ones approached, intent on going to patrol the earth." He said, "Go, patrol the earth." So they patrolled the earth. Then he called out and said to me, "Look, the ones going north have provided rest for my spirit in the north." The Lord's word came to me, "Take silver and gold from the exiles who came from Babylon, from Haladai, from Tobijah, and from Jediah. As for you, go that same day to the house of Josiah, son of Zephaniah. Take silver and gold and make a crown. Place it on the head of the high priest Joshua, Jehozadak's son. Say to him, 'The Lord of heavenly forces proclaims, here is a man. His name is Branch. And he will branch out from his place. He will build the Lord's temple. He will build the Lord's temple. He will be majestic. He will sit and rule on his throne. There will be a priest on his throne, and the two of them will share a peaceable plan. The crown will be a memorial in the Lord's temple for Halem, Tobijah, Jediah, and for Hen, Zephaniah's son. People from far away will come and build the Lord's temple, so you might know that the Lord of heavenly forces has sent me to you. It will happen if you truly obey the voice of the Lord your God." In the fourth year of Darius the king, the Lord's word came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, Kislev. The people of Bethel sent Sharezer and Regem-Melech, along with his men, to seek the Lord's favor, saying to the priests who were in the house of the Lord of heavenly forces and to the prophets, "Should I weep in the fifth month and abstain as I have done for a number of years?" Then the word of the Lord of heavenly forces came to me, "Say to all the land's people and to the priests, when you fasted and lamented in the fifth month and the seventh month for these past 70 years, did you fast for me? When you ate and drank, weren't you the ones eating and drinking? Weren't these the words that the Lord proclaimed through the former prophets when Jerusalem was dwelling quietly along with the surrounding cities, and when the arid southern plain and the western foothills were inhabited?" The Lord's word came to Zechariah. "The Lord of heavenly forces proclaims, make just and faithful decisions. Show kindness and compassion to each other. Don't oppress the widow, the orphan, the stranger, and the poor. Don't plan evil against each other." But they refused to pay attention. They turned a cold shoulder and stopped listening. They steeled their hearts against hearing the instruction and the words that the Lord of heavenly forces sent by his spirit through the earlier prophets. As a result, the Lord of heavenly forces became enraged. So, just as he called and they didn't listen, when they called, I didn't listen, says the Lord of heavenly forces. I scattered them throughout the nations whom they didn't know. The land was devastated behind them, with no one leaving or returning. They turned a delightful land into a wasteland. Revelation chapter 15. Then I saw another great and awe-inspiring sign in heaven. There were seven angels with seven plagues, and these are the last, for with them God's anger is brought to an end. Then I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mixed with fire. Those who gained victory over the beast, its image, and the number of its name were standing by the glass sea, holding harps from God. They sing the song of Moses, God's servant, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and awe-inspiring are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations. Who won't fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? You alone are holy. All nations will come and fall down in worship before you, for your acts of justice have been revealed." After this I looked, and the temple in heaven, that is, the tent of witness, was opened. The seven angels, who have the seven plagues, came out of the temple. They were clothed in pure, bright linen and had gold sashes around their waists. Then one of the four living creatures gave the seven angels seven gold bowls full of the anger of the God who lives forever and always. The temple was filled with smoke from God's glory and power, and no one could go into the temple until the seven plagues of the seven last angels were brought to an end. Psalm 143, a Psalm of David. Listen to my prayer, Lord. Because of your faithfulness, hear my requests for mercy. Because of your righteousness, answer me. Please don't bring your servant to judgment, because no living thing is righteous before you. The enemy is chasing me, crushing my life in the dirt, forcing me to live in the dark like those who've been dead forever. My spirit is weak inside me. Inside, my mind is numb. I remember the days long past. I meditate on all your deeds. I contemplate your handiwork. I stretch out my hands to you. My whole being is like dry dirt, thirsting for you. Selah. Answer me, Lord, and quickly. My breath is fading. Don't hide your face from me, or I'll be like those going down to the pit. Tell me all about your faithful love come morning time, because I trust you. Show me the way I should go, because I offer my life up to you. Deliver me from my enemies, Lord. I seek protection from you. Teach me to do what pleases you, because you are my God. Guide me by your good spirit into good land. Make me live again, Lord, for your name's sake. Bring me out of distress because of your righteousness. Wipe out my enemies because of your faithful love. Destroy everyone who attacks me, because I am your servant. Proverbs 30, 24 through 28. Four things are among the smallest on earth, but they are extremely wise. Ants, as creatures, aren't strong, but they store away their food in the summer. Badgers, as creatures, aren't powerful, but they make their homes in the rocks. Locusts don't have a king, but they march together in ranks. You can catch lizards in your hand, but they are in kings' palaces. We thank you, beautiful Jesus. We thank you, precious Lord, this on the eve of your birth. the day we celebrate and commemorate your arrival to the world, that you would step down from your throne in heaven, wrap yourself in humanity, be born of a virgin into a stable, laid in a manger in a lowly state, coming under the cover of darkness, coming under the cover of disguise that would never be fit for the king, and certainly never the king of the universe, the lord of all things. And yet you came, and you lived a life of humanity among us, showing us what freedom can look like, showing us what life, what shalom can be, what peace is ours, showing us what we are capable of, and then redeeming us by sacrificing yourself, and coming back victorious with all authority in heaven and earth yours. And you have bestowed this upon us to bring your kingdom. And on this night, around the world, millions and millions and millions will commemorate this in all kinds of ways, in all sorts of beautiful traditions. And Jesus, we pray that this does good to your heart, that you smile, that you look at us as we, in our feeble way, reach for you and celebrate what this means, and that our worship is a beautiful aroma to you. And we pray, Holy Spirit, that you set our hearts aright, orient us to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, orient us to you as we march forward, so that the most beautiful act of worship is our very lives lived bringing the kingdom. We love you, Jesus. We love you. Thank you for coming for us. Amen. So it's Christmas Eve, and wherever you are and whatever you're doing tonight, we certainly want to wish you a very, very happy Christmas Eve as you celebrate among friends and family the arrival of the Savior. Sure do love you. Sure do love you and want to be one of the first to wish you, from my heart to yours, a very, very Merry Christmas.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Still cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still the heavenly music flows o'er all the weary world. Peace from heaven's all gracious King, the world in solemn stillness led to hear the angels say, thank you. To hear.